So my mom is selling her house, and what she's going to do, she's doing the same thing that everybody does when they live in the suburbs. You know, you sell your house, you have all kinds of crap that's been building up, and you just have a yard sale. So she's having a couple of yard sales. She has this planned, and we've been going through everything and being like, keep, yard sale, donate. Like, we have three boxes, and we just, you know, been getting rid of stuff. But then there's stuff that she's pulling up that was like my grandmother's, her great grandmother's. And we're like, is this stuff worth anything? Like, should we bring it somewhere or just sell it? We didn't know what to do. So there's a story today. This little tiny Chinese bowl, this little like blue and white Chinese bowl. Like, if you went down to Chinatown right now, they're literally in every single shop that you can buy. You know, if you like to buy stuff, we get a lot of stuff in Chinatown because they have great little like bowls and chopsticks and things like that. So it's one of those little blue and white bowls that you've seen a million times. So a Chinese bowl that sold for $35 at a yard sale in Connecticut turned out to be a rare 15th century porcelain bowl made in China. It was auctioned off yesterday at Sotheby's. It got, okay, so it started out, Sotheby's had it estimated as the value $500,000. After 15 bids, it went for $722,000.
See, that's one of those things that happens once in a blue moon. If you go to a garage sale and buy crap, 99.9% of the time, it's cheap crap. So if you're going to go to a yard sale thinking that you're going to buy a bowl worth $1 million, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Your odds, you could just go buy a lottery ticket. That's a better chance.
My mom's more concerned of like, you know, all the stuff that she has that are like family heirlooms. She's like, is any of this worth anything? Like, how do I figure out if any of this is worth stuff? Or do I just sell everything for $10 and then read about my own items that sold at Sotheby's for $100,000 in a couple of months?
Well, my family in Michigan, they had a bowl that my grandfather swore it came from Sicily. It came over on the boat. You know, they had their clothes and this bowl, and it's got gold around it, and it was in the cabinet. One of the family members tried to steal it.
Oh, my God.
So it was a whole, it broke up the family. I mean, this stupid bowl broke up the whole family, because now my grandfather doesn't want any of those people in his house because they tried to steal the bowl. And so I got this whole showdown a couple of years ago when I was up there. So I went online and looked at it, found another bowl just like it for $15. I was like, you let this bowl tear our family apart and it's worth $15. And even when he died, they said, do you want the bowl? And I said, no, I don't want the bowl. Why? It's $15. It's an evil bowl. So
my you know, it's funny you say that, because my great grandmother had this set of silver, like forks, knives, you know, like flatware or whatever. And it came in this big, beautiful wooden box, you know, and it was like great grandparents, you know, my family's French. So it was like, it was brought over from the old country story kind of thing. And I remember when it was passed down to my grandmother, and then when she died, my cousins and I were like fighting over it because she didn't will it to anybody in particular, because she died young. She wasn't expecting to die, so she didn't figure that stuff out yet. So we had this like huge fight about who's getting what and who's, I was the firstborn. So my grandfather was like, Cooper gets it. So I've been dragging this silverware around from every apartment I've ever lived in my entire life. Like, if I lived in a tiny studio, I always had like, I have a little space for this big giant wooden box, silver that I never used, you know, because who uses that stuff on a regular basis? You know, I don't have a big family, so we don't like have Thanksgiving where I take out the good silver. You know, it's not 1940. So it's always lived in that box. So my mother's like, you know, let's take some stuff to auction. So I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to get rid of this damn silver that I never used. Maybe it's really worth something. So that I brought all the way up to Connecticut. I bring it to the auction guy, and he looks at it. He's like, this is silver plate. He's like, it's worth about $250.
Oh, so the whole time you
I've been been dragging this with me for like all these years, thinking like one day I'm going to retire. Like that was my whole retirement plan. Mm-hmm. That was my either stepping in front of a Mercedes at some point or this
fork.
Silver, what I thought was silver. But you know, turns out my great, great, great grandparents were just as cheap as I am.